Hi, I'm Harry Reeder. My goodness, we're at the end of the week. It's Friday, and it's time for another slice of fresh bread. We're at the end of the week. We are at the end of chapter 6, and that means we're at the end of 1 Timothy. So to get you ready for the Lord's Day this Friday, let me just share with you these concluding thoughts from 1 Timothy chapter 6. Here's where we were yesterday. O Timothy, guard the deposit entrusted to you. Now watch. Avoid the irreverent babble and contradictions of what is falsely called knowledge. For by professing it, some have swerved from the faith. And grace be with you. Well, it's interesting. When he gets to the end of this, he says to him, guard the deposit entrusted to you, having talked about stewardship and resources in general, but finances in particular. And now he switches a little bit, still with the theme of being a good steward. And he says this, as a steward, avoid irreverent babble. Avoid that. Folks, let's be those whose yea is yea and nay is nay. No innuendos. No tearing down of other people verbally. No withholding from people encouragement when they need it. No, avoid irreverent babble. Make your life language worship. Just everyday conversation. Don't allow the irreverent babble of the world to fill your heart and then come out of your mouth through your lips and the loosening of a tongue. Bridle the tongue by bridling the heart with the truth of the gospel of grace and fill your heart so instead of irreverent babble, we would have the faithfulness of words that edify and encourage. Let no unwholesome word proceed from out of your mouth, but only such a word that is good for edification according to the need of the moment, that it may give grace to those who hear. And let your speech be seasoned with salt. Always know how to respond. Always ask God to give you what to say and how to say it in the moment and the opportunity that we have to speak. Ask God to let you know when it's wrong to speak. And then when it's right to speak, how do I speak what is right? No irreverent babble and contradictions. Now, where does contradiction, that is saying things as if they're true, but they contradict the truth of God's word? Well, he said that's happened because some of you have gotten caught up in false teaching, false knowledge. Now, part of that knowledge was the notion of a pagan world and life view that said you can physically sin and it doesn't have anything to do with your soul or your body. In fact, that's what they would say. They'd go commit fornication and then they would say, yeah, but that was just my body. My soul and my heart were pure before the Lord. No. The spirit and soul are directly connected to the body. What you do physically affects you spiritually. What you do spiritually will show up physically. So what you want to do is know the truth of God's word, that it fills your heart and your soul. For by professing false teaching, by professing this false teaching called knowledge, some have swerved from the faith. Not only have they spoken and taught and propagated and perpetuated error, they have swerved personally from the faith. In other words, their obedience to Christ has now been compromised. They have now given themselves to that which has undermined the gospel truth, undermined their witness, undermined their family, undermined their marriage. How many Christians, by not paying attention and making sure that every Lord's Day they're under solid preaching, every day they're in God's Word, and they're trying to be faithful, they want to be faithful to the Word of God so that they can stay consistent with their practice to what they profess. By professing false teaching, they have swerved from the faith. What's the antidote? Here's how he ends it. Grace be with you. The saving grace of the Lord Jesus. Well, I've enjoyed being with you this week, and I've enjoyed being with you in 1 Timothy. You join me next Monday for another slice of fresh bread after gathering with God's people for worship. Have a great Lord's Day.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.